Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Six-pack time. Six-pack sponsored by the Good Feet Store. Come and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. Ravens win their third in a row, defeating the Vikings 27-19. Time for our six-pack of offensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
I love Monk. We love Monk. But even really smart guys do dumb things because you have to realize the moment you're in. The decision to throw on third down at the two-minute warning when 40 seconds was going to come off that clock and give the ball to a rookie quarterback with 40 less seconds, it almost led to an interception. Lamar knocks the ball down. Van Ginkle tips the ball. I don't care if Charlie Kohler was open and Van Ginkle makes a great play. You run the ball. It's about the clock at that point. That was almost disastrous.
Now, I had a lot of play calling questions, more than I can remember in a long time. So that pushed play calling in its totality up the list a little bit for me. Six was, I just didn't like their energy in the first half. They seemed lethargic. They seemed like there wasn't much urgency. Like they seem kind of slumbering, almost hungover. But it's like I'm sitting there thinking, well, we can't be overjoyed about beating Miami 9 days ago. Like I was really begging to see some more cadence, some more tempo. Like I thought they had an opportunity here to establish some things early, and they just everything seemed just too methodical to me in the first half. And I feel like. I can remember a couple years back, we're documenting all their first drives, right? Mm. And how they came out and they put people on their heels. I just never got that sense from them in this ball game.
Number five.
The drops. I put it at five. I mean, maybe it should be higher. Maybe it's a different game. Maybe there's more tempo cadence. Maybe they do dictate more if guys they count on, tight ends, can hang on to the ball. I mean, there's the ball that's behind Bateman in the end zone, but like you get both hands
on
it. The end zone, like that's points, man. You're throwing to three of your more able-handed guys, and to have them come up small like that on a day where it really kind of felt like Zay was doing all the work in the pass game, in the receiving game, it just suboptimal.
Yeah, my five is the Bateman injury, who was in a boot and said he has a high ankle sprain after the game. So he's going to miss time, probably 3 to 4 weeks with a high ankle. And I guess that means Tez Walker, you're the next man up. Now, granted, Bateman has not had the impact on the offense as he had a year ago, but still, he's a guy they like to go to. As Jason pointed out, he had that ball in the end zone before the play where he had the high ankle sprain. He does get open, and now you won't have him for a little bit.
Number four.
I just think it needs to be pointed out that it wasn't that long ago where when there were sure running situations, you knew they were running the ball and they would get hat on hat and they would push people around. And yet for another week, they can't run the ball when you know they're going to run the ball unless they get cute. And I'll get to that in a minute. But it's just it's disheartening to see them not be able to run the football when you know they have to run the football.
We're kind of getting at the same thing, but I went about it a little differently. I don't know what Monk's trying to do as a play caller when you've now seen that you're not a good short yardage running team. 3rd and 3 should be a passing down. So I didn't like the play calling across the board. I didn't like the play calling in the black zone. I didn't like the play calling in the high red zone. I didn't like a lot of the play calling in goal to go, but it's 7 or more yards. Like, I didn't like the sledgehammer approach, which I think, again, kept their cadence down, kept their tempo down. They're not good at that stuff. You've got a $60 million quarterback, like, who's making up for lost time because you were without him and then you couple that with, so wait, we're not going to throw in all those situations, and now we are going to throw instead of just burning 40 seconds off the clock? Monk had me scratching my head more than usual. And it wasn't just one weird, you know, early in the year, why the hell is Derrick Henry throwing an option pass? He had me consistently scratching my head.
I'm with you, Jason. The short yardage issue continues to show up every single week. And they were 0 for 3 in their first red zone opportunities. And the last of the three, in which it was 1st and goal at the 4-yard line. And right after Derrick Henry runs into nothing, you just knew they were going to settle for a field goal at that point. Like, it feels inevitable.
Six pack of offensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
Bye-bye deep ball. I mean, it's one thing to say, hey, we know that Bateman is just a decoy and the scope of this offense has changed, but this really hit home. And I know it's loud there, and I'll get to the offensive line in a second. It's clear to me. They being Monk, they being Harbs, they being Lamar, don't really trust a lot of what's going on up there. But to not even have any intent, to not even show off, like, just throw a few to Bateman, just to throw a few, to make them remember that it's, and I'm talking about under center play action, 7-step drop, chuck it. I'm not talking about 5 Mississippi Lamar scramble drill, throw it downfield, down the sideline, see if it, no, I'm talking about within the construct of the offense. It just felt so detached, so not even, like, not only was it not going to happen in practice, I don't even think the theories were out there. Like, it wasn't even, let's just show it to him. It felt like it was totally gone, and then you put the Bateman injury on top of it, and there's different ways to skin a cat, but I don't know that they're getting back there.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Sure.
That was three, right?
Number two.
I like
you didn't give your three.
Oh, crap. I almost cursed. I thought I was confused. My three was I like those. My bad, Ben. I signaled. That was like, my bad.
And this is not. Hey, Ben, if he still wins his six pack, you know the fix is really
well,
in.
Well, I know this is not the day to mess with Ben. I saw it in the kitchen. My three is I like a couple of those goofy calls. In a day that Monk wasn't great, the fake tush push pitch to Lamar, even though watch the replay, Andrews almost threw it over his head. Yeah. Yeah. I like that. And they ran this wild sweep where like the whole team.
Catches it back here.
Yeah. The whole team was out in front of Derrick Henry, sweep left. I like that. So there was a couple of things that, and that was the one drive where they were able to run the football a little bit. I did like, there was some ingenuity there from Monk, so I appreciated that.
Number two.
No. Number two was the were the drops. You had Zay Flowers on the first drive in the three and out. Andrews and Likely back to back, and then the Bateman one. But the three early ones, I think, put Lamar in a funk for about a quarter. It seemed to frustrate him, and he didn't get right till the end of the first half. I thought the drops were big.
Two for me is I don't know what to make of this offensive line. Like, Lamar didn't get killed. He wasn't constantly under pressure. But my God, it's like they've had to adopt a completely different identity throwing the football to compensate for them. So, like, I have a hard time giving them a lot of credit because I feel like they've chopped one of their balls off. You know what I mean? Oh, to survive.
Oh, I can't do that.
Like, I and even, like, when they need to run, they can't run. The short yardage running, even with Derrick Henry in better form, and Ricard back still leaves a lot to be desired. Red zone rushing leaves a lot to be desired. Goal to goal rushing leaves a lot to be desired. But it could have been worse because we've seen games this year where Lamar has been sacked five times and run out with a hammy. So you tell me, like, I still think they're a problem. I guess I still kind of think they're a problem because I think a lot of what we're getting at here comes from the fact that they're playing with one hand behind their back because they don't trust their offensive line.
Number one.
Hey, they got a lead and they ran the ball then. Derrick Henry, 47 yards on the ground on a go-ahead drive. Sign me up for it. Like, people knew they were going to run the ball then, especially on a day when they're not even trying to throw it. And they were able to grind out a defense and bleed them out gradually over a second half and put the game away. And that's got to be there. If you're not going to get explosives, then you better be able to play keep away. And they were able to play some keep away.
They won a game and they won it quite handily on a day when Lamar did not put the cape on. And I think that says something. On the road, tough environment. And as we point out in the open, you can tell me about lesser opponents. Miami was a lesser opponent. They just blew out the Bills. The Saints are a lesser opponent. They just won at Carolina, who has a winning record for the first time in forever. You have to beat the teams on your schedule, and they did so without Lamar being like Lamar.
Way to take down the ginger gorilla.
I had to ding you some for almost cussing as well. Yeah. But no, Jason, a lot of yours with the offensive line, short passing. Lamar averaged 4.1 air yards per attempt. That's the lowest in a game with 20-plus attempts in his career. And didn't throw a pass 20 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. And the Bateman of it all, and we touched on this during a TMI, I think a week or two ago, he's only had five attempts go his way all year long, traveling 20 air yards or more. 5 in 9 games.
Like, you can't tell me Lamar is afraid to do, like, they can't. They're not calling it. They're not trying it. They're not even pretending it's in their toolkit right now.
Especially yesterday. It was just catch, ball out.
By the way, Harbaugh did confirm an ankle injury for Bateman, said he'll, quote, be okay. He's meeting with the media right now. He said, we'll know more later in the week. Thought it was a hip drop tackle. And then they, the officials have said that they can't call that in real time. So I'm sure that that's like the guy will get a fine later in the week. But they said it's nearly impossible to call hip drop in real time. So, alas. Coming up next, we want to hear from the people. Ravens have won three in a row. They're 4-5. They are a game out of first place in the AFC North and still have to play the Steelers twice. So your thoughts on this team? Are they back? 410-583-1057. What'd you like and what you didn't what didn't you like from yesterday? 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.